Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Qualified for bail, allowing him to return to the streets. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald. Some of you know me as Mr. Fitness. And today, I'm going to reveal the best-kept secret in Erie County. We're going to talk about this right after the 11:30 news, coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for brisk and breezy conditions today with intervals of clouds and sun. A shower can't be ruled out across the southern tier, a high of 54. An evening shower in spots tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies, a low of 44. Breezy and a bit warmer tomorrow with clouds and sun. Again, a shower cannot be ruled out near the lake, a high of 61. And Monday, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 61. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Brandon Buckingham.
Thanks, Brandon. Partly cloudy skies, 47 degrees in Buffalo.
Is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Welcome back, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We're so glad that you make us a regular part of your weekend. We want to thank you because our ratings are through the roof, and that's because you find us valuable, and I'm so glad that you do. As you know, we have a little fun every day, and I always give you a little science fact. I guess you can't take the weather person out of the person because the weather out of the person, the weathercast, because I used to do that for years. But here's something interesting, because we've been getting a lot of thunderstorms lately. Lightning can strike outside of the rain zone. Yeah, lightning strikes that occur ahead of the rain zone during a severe thunderstorm are called anvil crawlers. Interesting. So that's why I get crazy when my husband goes golfing, and I know it's going to thunder and lightning because it could be where he is or she or whoever, you know, your loved one is out there. So be careful on a day where thunder and lightning are forecasted. Don't be golfing with a metal stick in your hand.
Right,
makes me
sure.
Crazy.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, that's our science fact of the day, and we have other facts of the day we're bringing you too. With our two special guests in studio, we have Roxanne Sorensen from Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Today, working with another advocate, Brad Stamm of the Stamm Law Firm. And these two get together when their client needs it. You need legal advice and you need advice on what you're going to do in the future with yourself or a loved one. You need two advocates to kind of help you work the system so you know what you can do. And with Brad, you know if you've got the resources to do it. So it's great to have you both in studio, because we don't have this opportunity in other cities. People just kind of waiting for a crisis and then say, oh, I guess I have to go here, or I guess mom has to go there. We don't want to do that. We don't have to do that, Roxanne, with the work that you and Brad can help someone with.
I feel like it's a one-stop shop. I really do, because it's just not the two of us. There's teams. We bring in financial planners. We bring in Medicare experts. We bring in experts on Social Security, you know, disability. We have the foundation of all the elder care behind us. So it's a team approach for the best quality for that loved one's life. And family is a key part of that.
Now, if my parents may be tight-lipped about what they want to do down the road, or maybe tight-lipped about their assets, and they're not really talking to me about it, but we really need to as a family. So Brad, what happens there? I mean, I may have parents who are eligible for Medicaid. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, Medicaid is a very, very specific. In fact, there's multiple different kinds of Medicaid, depending on your situation. You know, a nursing home is what we call, you know, an institutional Medicaid, if you will. I know that term's got a little weird connotation to it, but nonetheless, that's the $15,000 to $18,000 a month bill at the nursing home that if you can qualify for Medicaid and Medicaid pays that, if you meet those financial, you know, requirements, that's a really, you know, good situation. You get the people on Medicaid. And Roxanne and I do these things together. What I mean by that is Roxanne and her group are specialists, and they're wonderful in terms of placement, assessment, gathering all the financial. Because remember, when you apply for Medicaid, they have that five-year look-back period.
Yes.
And every client that comes in always says, I heard something about 5 years, something or other. The five-year look-back period, that's what it is. And so Roxanne's team helps us gathering all that information, and then together we can begin to plan. Are we protecting assets as best we can? How will this individual be able to get to that financial level to apply for Medicaid? What about the spouse who's living at home, who we call the community spouse? They're entitled to certain exemptions. How are they going to be able to live their life? What sort of income are they going to have? Because they're at home and they still need to live their life, right? And they want to care for their loved one as well. And so Roxanne's team and our firm, we work collaboratively on all of these. And it is so awesome, if you will. It's so important. And the family gets the full coverage. It's not us doing something that, oh, you got to go find someone to help you here or there. No, we work together, and it's fantastic.
You know, it occurs to me, Brad Stamm and Roxanne Sorensen, that all you hear, well, if you ever hear that one horror story of what happened to someone's mom, if you just have heard that in your life, that's enough of a reason alone to give you a call to find out.
I heard it twice today, Linda. I had clients come in. Both of their parents lost all their money to the nursing home. That's the exact line they use. And we're talking a lot of money. All gone. Mm. And I had to sit there, and I felt terrible. I'm like, these poor people could have been helped.
Yeah.
Helped in a tremendous way.
Well, and there's a negative connotation for this generation, for the system. They don't want to be on welfare, as they talked about. If you really think about it, Medicaid is a health insurance plan. You just have to qualify based on assets and income. Mm-hmm. So why not? You paid into the system. Take advantage of it. If you have millions of dollars, okay, fine. You're going to spend some of your money. But if you know you have $100,000 and you have a spouse in the community, they don't want to leave you as a pauper. They want to make sure you're doing it the right way. Families don't realize, and because families can do this on their own. First off, make sure you're mailing it to the right address and the right department, because there's four different ones, and they don't. And then you also have to remember, we know what all the rules are. Mm-hmm. And they change almost daily. There's deadlines. If you don't meet those deadlines, then you are responsible for that full bill. I don't know about you, but I don't want a bill to be $80,000, $90,000. And because I missed a deadline, I now made my mom and dad responsible for that bill. Yep. That's why there are experts. Like, you wouldn't call me to be your plumber or do brain surgery, but you're going to call me because I know the elder system. Okay. That's what Brad does, the legal system. You know, same thing. I mean, you have a specialty. The people that come to us have specialties. Yes, we cost money, but it's no different than buying groceries. Wegmans isn't giving it away for free.
So, Roxanne, what do you advise people to do? Should they come in as a family and sit down and talk with you so you can assess who they are, you get to learn a little bit about them and their needs, and then if necessary, you bring someone like Brad in.
Actually, we do it a couple ways like that. It's going to depend circumstance to circumstance. Some children just want to come in, explain the whole situation first, and do a consultation. They want to vent. They want to get everything out and be very honest. They may not be able to do that in front of their parents. Other ones want us to go see mom and dad first, get a lay of the land, figure out what their needs are, then meet with them. I mean, we can go in many roads, or we all meet at one time, but I don't want to overwhelm that senior who feels like they're being pushed out. Mm-hmm. They're not independent anymore. Our goal, Brad and I's goal, is to have them remain as independent as possible. And there are times that the children have been asked to leave because they do not want to reveal what their financials are. We have to respect that. Mm-hmm. We will encourage them to say, listen, they're your power of attorney. They need to know these things. But sometimes, remember, we're strangers to these people. You may have to take a few steps along the way to get them to trust you and then bring the others back to the table. You know, and I always say to every person, I can't force them to do anything. If they're unsafe, yes. Can I call adult protection? Yes. But I can lead them to water. I can't force them to drink. They mm-hmm. have a right to fail.
Information is key.
Yeah.
I mean, and once you provide information, some people don't realize what is necessary to get you down the path towards the correct care. You know, whether it be legal documents, which ones do you have to have in place? Some people just say, oh, yeah, we're fine. Yeah, well, then I look at the document. I say, well, you're not fine. What do you mean I'm not fine? And when you're done explaining it, you can see a little bit of panic in their face, and they're like, well, can we fix it? Yeah, we can fix it. Please do it. And that's, you know, information is everything.
Right, right. You don't want to hear about this stuff at the 11th hour.
No.
You know, after the fact.
No.
No, there's many times I'll call Brad and not, on the power of attorney, for example, it wasn't initialed. It wasn't signed properly. There, you know, there
didn't
was
have
no,
the, didn't have the right exemptions.
Correct. Mm. Even now, one of our current cases, the son who's the power of attorney is using his mother inappropriately and spending it, and now it's become a Medicaid issue. The other son wants to become power of attorney, so now he's going to meet with Brad and his team, do a new one, revoke the other one, because people are like, well, how does this happen?
Right. Yeah.
People don't realize you can revoke a power of attorney, but the person still has a capacity.
Yeah. Right.
If they don't, then Brad can't do anything.
Right. You're in trouble.
We're talking about Elder Care Solutions of Western New York and how Roxanne will reach out to the Stamm Law Firm so you get really 360-degree protection.
Absolutely.
You're getting great advice. You're getting two great advocates who are helping you legally as well as trying to make some decisions. And the best decisions, the best time to make decisions, Roxanne, is when it's not an emergency.
Absolutely.
When you don't need somebody tomorrow, because you're going to get the best choices. You're going to get, you know, the best advice from you. Here's what you can do. Here's all of your options. So when the time comes, folks, and you do have an emergency, you don't go willy-nilly trying to call this place and that place. You call Roxanne.
Yeah.
And Roxanne has everything in place for you.
The worst time to make decisions is when you're emotional. Mm-hmm. You really didn't even hear what that person said. And you're agreeing to what did you disagree to? You don't even remember. You get home and said, what just happened? That's not the decision time.
So, Roxanne, no. If, let's say, God forbid, you know, your loved one, and it doesn't have to be a senior. It can be another relative in your family who for some reason maybe suffered a stroke, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and needs that care. If something were to happen and people call you, you can actually help them with that next step right away.
Absolutely.
You can get that person into the place that you've decided this place is going to be the best for you.
Well, and people be like, well, how did you get that person in there? Because we called and they said they didn't have beds.
Right.
We all have different relationships.
Right.
You know, and you have to respect, too. The nursing homes, the assisted livings, adult care facilities, they've been burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get taken advantage of. And I don't want to use this word, but sometimes people just dump their loved ones in these places and walk away.
Yeah.
And the hospitals, they're packed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the time to hold your hand. But we can.
Yes.
You know, and we use our techniques and we know the players in the game and the finances. I'm never going to burn a building because they'll never talk to me again,
mm-hmm.
which then hurts my client base.
Right. When you pick up the phone and call someone, they know who you are.
Yeah, I'm going to be as upfront honest with them.
Right. Plus, they know that the person you're sending has the T's crossed and the I's dotted.
Absolutely.
And can get right in. That's a tremendous step ahead of someone who is just cold calling them.
And I'll give you a personal example. My parents are from Central New York. I brought them to Western New York because I know the care here. Mm. I brought both mom and dad to a rehab here. They couldn't get into a rehab in Utica. And people are like, why'd you bring them all the way there? Because I can watch over them. That's why.
Amazing. Well, all I can tell people, if you're listening, is that they may not do this in other places. And as we started this conversation with Brad Stamm and Roxanne Sorensen, all you need is that one horror story to say, I am not going to let that happen to my family. Well, what if you were gone? Who makes that decision now? Uh-oh. Guess what? Now you're in that boat.
Yeah.
You don't have to
planning.
Be.
It's all about planning.
It's all about planning.
Planning. Planning is the key term.
Yeah. Don't stop planning. I don't know where it comes from, where we just think we don't have to keep thinking and talking about it. It's taboo. You don't want to talk about it at dinner. Why not?
But we plan for everything in our life. Think about it.
Right.
You plan for a trip. You plan for when you're moving. You plan for this. You plan for that. This is similar. As a loved one gets older, or you yourself are getting older, planning is probably the most important thing you can do.
Absolutely.
For your family.
Absolutely. And it gives you such peace of mind to know that, you know what, I asked my loved ones, and this is what they decided. How fantastic is that for you now to know? And you can work on that and act on that.
And the earlier you do it,
the better off you are.
As you said earlier, Linda, the opportunities are so many more than that crisis. When you're in a crisis situation, we can help you. Of course we will. But it's going to be limited.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's going to be limited.
Don't have your hands tied.
Yeah.
Folks, absolutely. By all means, please call Roxanne Sorensen at Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Sometimes you just need to call Roxanne just to talk and to see if this is something you should do. Brad Stamm, always great legal advice with his entire team. Brad Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm. Brad, 631-5767, right at 1127 Worley Drive. Roxanne is over in the Harlem Road Community Center, 716-823-1476. Give these folks a call today. You will not be sorry. And you're never sorry that you're listening to them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details, from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
We're back, everybody. Senior Radio Buffalo back on the air here on WBEN. If you're listening to us on the Odyssey channel, listen, folks, if you're out of town, you can still come with us as Senior Radio Buffalo enjoys another wonderful vacation trip. And the next one we are talking about is the Greece Island Hopper, featuring Athens, Mykonos, and Santorini. If you have only seen these incredible places on the History Channel, believe me, this is your time to jump in and go with us. And before we get to that, let me tell you something. If that quickens your heart, let me explain something. Did you know your blood travels fast? In fact, it only takes between 20 and 60 seconds for a drop of blood to travel from your heart through your body and back to your heart again. That's amazingly fast. I had no idea it was that fast. But like I say, maybe your heart rate is picking up as we're starting to talk about travel, because everybody wants to go somewhere. And it is so incredible to be able to offer you this wonderful, wonderful trip. And I have two experts standing by who are going to make this happen. We have Denise Ambrusco-Meda from Travel Brilliant. She's here locally. You can go ahead and visit with Denise. You can call her. She can tell you all about this trip. Why? Because she took this trip on her honeymoon. And this is a girl who's been to a lot of places. This is the one she chose. Her number, I'm going to give it to you early, 716-417-7824, or go to Denise at travelbrilliant.net. So we have Denise here locally, and we have Kevin Ferguson, who is with Colette Travel, who put the whole trip together and can tell us a little bit more about that. But this is going to be the trip of your dreams. We're going to get over there. We're going to enjoy Athens. We're going to take some time on those islands, Mykonos and Santorini. You'll have time to breathe, time to unpack. And Denise is going to tell us a little bit about the free time that's available, which, you know, Denise, I hear a lot of people who talk about tours and they say, oh, they have you up and going, going, going. This tour is a little different.
Yeah, this tour is a great combination of both planned activities, because there's things we're going to want to see. In Athens, we're going to want to go to the Acropolis. We're going to want to learn about the history. We're going to want to make sure we have a guide that's making sure we don't miss anything important. But we have these picture-perfect islands. Of course, we're going to want some free time. So this itinerary is about a half and half mix. There's a lot of free time. And the beautiful thing about being in the Greek islands in Santorini and Mykonos is that these are small islands. You're not going to be overwhelmed with choices and things to do. They're not big cities. They really are conducive to a leisurely pace with lots to do. And so I think for anybody who's looking for a little mix of adventure and a little mix of relaxation, and that's why we chose it for our honeymoon, this is the perfect destination.
Yeah. If you're going to bump into anybody on one of those islands, it's probably going to be someone from our trip, Denise, right? Because I have a funny feeling this one is going to sell out and sell out early. Kevin, it looks like Colette has put together the perfect 11-day tour.
It really is. I mean, when we have polled our travelers over the years, people, when they think of Greece, they think of of course, the ancient ruins, but of course, the whitewash buildings, the water, the history. And this trip has really it all right there. This journey here, this experience being a multi-day, or I should say multi-night stay, with having the proper time to experience Mykonos and Santorini, those who have been to this part of the world already, maybe on a Mediterranean cruise that were teased in the past, they're really going to have the opportunity of seeing it, exploring it, appreciating it, and not having to rush back on to their form of transportation to get to the next spot.
It's going to be
it's really
incredible.
An amazing journey.
And I see those. In fact, we have these great brochures. And folks, if you visit with Denise or you head over to her website, you can see all these great pictures. You can do this through Colette as well. And that between that blue sky, the blue Aegean Sea, and those gorgeous white buildings with the blue domes on them, it's exactly the kind of thing it's a vacation for your eyes after a long winter here in Western New York. This is a popular trip. People are calling already. People are ready to go. And I don't know, Kevin, how you keep the price down. The double is $51.99, and that's incredible for everything that's going to be prepaid for as you get there.
Correct. This is a land and air inclusive experience. So first of all, we are going to be whisking you and the rest away from Buffalo across the border to Toronto, where we'll have better opportunities for flights and across the pond overnight, getting us there and, you know, having centrally located or strategically located hotels throughout this journey, the inclusions, many meals, having, you know, the high-speed ferry that we're going to be taking from one island to the other. Oh, then at the end, I forgot to mention here, we are going to be flying back from Santorini back to Athens.
Ooh.
So again, there is a flight, an interflight that we have included on this as well. So, you know, just to make it a little bit more expeditious there. This is really an amazing journey. So if you have not been to this part of the world, or if you're worried about, oh, does anybody speak English over there? Everybody speaks English on these islands. Don't you worry a thing about it. And you'll be just so glad that you have chosen to live your life and explore, especially after the last few years of being hunkered down.
Oh, yes. And if you're wondering, the dates are May 18th to May 28th. But if you are so inclined, Kevin, you can actually take an extension available to nearby Turkey.
That's correct. So what we're going to do is we do have an extension that's available to Istanbul, Turkey. And so when the journey ends in Greece, what we will do, we will make our way to Istanbul. And again, this is considered to be the bridge between the East and the West. Istanbul's central hub for cultures and stories of the Byzantine and Ottoman empires here as well. And some of the different things, the Turkish cuisine, if you have kebabs or gyros, also this area claims its fame to those different dishes as well. Again, with places like Istanbul, we'll have a local guide bringing us to places like Hagia Sophia, which is the Church of the Holy Wisdom. Go to the Blue Mosque, get into the spice markets and the artisan crafts, the buzzing energy, the exciting vendors. It is just an awesome way making your way through that grand bazaar. And your friends that don't go on this trip, Linda, they're going to ask you a simple three-word question. How was it?
Mm-hmm.
Your simple yet profound three-word answer back: you missed out. You missed out on the trip of a lifetime with Senior Radio Buffalo, Colette, and Travel Brilliant.
And as Denise has says, we're looking at three hotels. It's a leisurely pace. Day 2 and 3 is in Athens. Day 4 through 6 is in Mykonos. Day 7 through 9, we're in Santorini. And day 10, we head back to Athens. And it's really, really going to be something. And weather at that time, 60s and 70s, that's warmer than it is in Buffalo. And as Kevin has told us before, this is before that very, very hot weather descends upon this part of Europe. And it's also before you see so many cruise ships that all of a sudden you get flooded with people. This is before that season. So it's almost, I don't want to say we have it to ourselves, but this is just a phenomenal time to go, Denise. You know, because you've been there.
I have. And as you mentioned, this is where we did our honeymoon. We did it exactly this time of year, middle of May, and it was perfect. We did have some other European tourists, but again, none of those big throngs of cruise ships getting dropped off with thousands of passengers. And again, the weather being in the mid to high 70s was quite warm. And so we were able to even experience the beach. The sea there is warm. It's not like going to the Atlantic here or Lake Erie. It stays relatively warm throughout the year. So we even got to experience some beautiful beach time. And again, if you've seen Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants or Mamma Mia or any of those movies, they are not selling you something that you are not going to get delivered. This is stunning. It's so pretty. And again, if you want that mix of adventure and relaxation, this is the perfect trip.
Folks, listen, it's $51.99 per double occupancy. Book by November 19th and save $200 per person. And I would say do it soon, because this is going to be a very, very popular trip and we're going to sell out very quickly. Remember, everybody, when you call Denise, tell her, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo. Give her a call at 716-417-7824. And also, you can log on to Colette Travel and you can find out more through Colette Travel at gateway.gocolette.com/link.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The identities of those killed in Thursday's murder-suicide in Newstead and Clarence were released by Sheriff John Garcia.
Deceased are 37-year-old Mary Beth Burgum, 64-year-old Nancy Burgum, 66-year-old Mark Burgum, and 43-year-old Eric Burgum. All four suffered fatal gunshot wounds, and Eric Burgum expired as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Garcia says detectives believe Eric Burgum murdered his wife, then his mother, then his father before turning the gun on himself. Congressional candidate Nick Langworthy wants a repeal of bail reform laws after the shooting death of 40-year-old Kiera Benefield. Langworthy says the person of interest, Adam Benefield, had been arrested on a slew of charges earlier this week, but none qualified for bail, allowing him to return to the streets. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
As promised at the top of the show, I am now going to reveal the best-kept secret in Erie County. Well, it's not actually a secret, but certainly not enough people know about the great benefits now being offered by Erie County Senior Services, especially the life-enhancing programs being offered at the many senior centers throughout the county. You know, I've actually heard it said that the senior centers are just for old people who just sit around all day. Wrong. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. With programs like the University Express Lifelong Learning to keep your mind stimulated and active. There's health and fitness seminars, falls prevention education programs, and the national award-winning group fitness program, the Erie County Club 99. And something, of course, that I'm very excited about, and that is the new Commissioner of Senior Services, Angela Marinucci. You know, just the other day, while talking to Angela, she told me that her goal and her focus is to make sure that the work and programs of Erie County Senior Services will no longer be the best kept secret. Her mission is to inform each and every person over the age of 60 about the tremendous calendar of events and activities being offered by Erie County Senior Services. I know that I can speak for everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo and After 50 Magazine when I say that we are here to support the work of the new Commissioner of Erie County Senior Services, Angela Marinucci.
For more information, call 858-8526. That's 858-8526.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you on this wonderful, wonderful weekend morning. It is so super to be with you on Senior Radio and, of course, on our Aging Gracefully show, a Senior Radio Buffalo production brought to you by our good friends at Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. You know, we try to talk about a lot of different things on this show. We talk about things to help your life, and we also talk about things that are more personal to you, and that is what you see when you look in the mirror and what looks back at you. You know, we're not 25 anymore. So at this age, how do we get that great feeling when we're looking in the mirror saying, I'm giving it everything I've got today. This is my best look for me. Well, chances are, if you're not feeling that way, starting from the top down, maybe it's your hair. And maybe you've kind of been in a rut for a while because your hair isn't what it was when we were 25 years old. Our hair is different now. But I will tell you this, even at my age now of 66, I've got a lot of wonderful people who tell me how great my hair looks. And that's because of our salon and Phil Pullman, who does my hair and who has done it for years at our salon. Well, Phil and now his partner, Tara Pace, own our salon. And they're here this morning because we have a lot to talk about when it comes to your hair and how you feel about yourself. So good morning, Tara, and good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. You're in my salon today.
I love it. Right? I love it.
Let's talk a little bit about the Our Salon experience, because Phil, I have never really felt the need to leave salons. And a lot of people go salon hopping probably because they're just not happy with what they're getting, or maybe they're not communicating to the stylist what it is they're looking for, and so they're not getting the right result. But I know at your salon, you have clients like me who've been there forever and you have new clients walking in. And I think that says a lot about you and Tara and the other stylists that you have. So let's talk a little bit about the salon, how long it's been there, your concept of how to run it, and your experience and what you give back to the client.
Well, the salon has been there for approximately 27 years. Tara's been there for 27 years. I've been there for 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a little
experience
investment there.
Yeah.
A little investment into that salon, into our salon now.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
our
double
salon.
Negative.
The letter R salon. I love it. Yeah.
And we both have really great educational backgrounds. Tara's got college education background. I have college education background. We have continuing education backgrounds. We've really invested a lot of energy and a lot of time into our career. So, and now it's our turn to create and share that with the staff and develop to the next level.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is how you constantly have to stay on top of the products coming out in the hair business. It's amazing how science, really, you're really dealing with science all the time when it comes to colors and mixing colors for people and people who want perms and different techniques. So you're learning all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, learning definitely all the time. But you cannot reinvent the wheel. So what people come in for and when they want something new and inviting and there's, oh, what's a new thing that's happening?
Right.
The best thing that we could offer them are the products and the color because that's what's changing.
Ah.
It's not so much the hairstyles because you cannot, like, you know, you could bring back hairstyles, but nothing is new. And so you want to make everything fresh and new and exciting, and that's the way we try to do it.
Yeah.
We try to tell someone, how about this? How about this? Let's try this. Let's reinvent this. But it's not something that, you know, you have to show them and you have to tell them that this is what's happening. This is what we got to do in order for you to do what you want it to do.
Do you find people are afraid of change when it comes to their hair? I know an awful lot of people who got one bad haircut when they were 26.
You're so right.
Never went back to the hairdresser and should.
You are so.
Really should.
So right. There's nothing more right than that statement. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%.
And you can see him coming a mile away. It's like, wow, so that person's got to do something with that hair. I mean, I love him, dear, you know, whoever it is. But you see it all the time.
All the time.
And they really should go back and try again because what you can offer them is amazing.
Well, you know, quite honestly, anybody can cut hair. Anybody can do it. You can cut your own hair. Can't guarantee how it's going to look. However, anybody could, you know, cut a straight line. But it's all the little details that we do behind the chair that it's taken us years to figure out, you know, texturizing, point cutting, disconnections. There's so much more than just actually, you know, just cutting a straight line. You know, features, you know, let's fit this in. Let's make this look great for you.
Right.
Let's accent your positive, you know, high cheekbones, your eyes, you know, your neck, your jawline. You know, let's look at all of this together. How many people have had a bob, that one length bob, and they have a really long face and they have this one length bob, no bangs, and it's just like everything's drawn down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if you just create that weight line a little differently, just to bring it up into the cheekbones, it's going to give you a whole different look with just doing those minor changes.
You know, I always remember that Carly Simon song, Take Another Picture. We're so used to seeing ourselves one way. You forget 20 years have gone by.
Exactly.
I'm always telling my sister, Val, I think you got to retire the blue eyeshadow.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I love her. Well, she's not in hearing distance. You know, so. but you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
We get into these habits. We get into these patterns, and we don't change our look. And it doesn't serve us. We really need to have someone like you, as we're sitting down in the chair, say, okay, what do you see? And what do you see? And where would you like to go from here? And then achieve that for them.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You talk about change. The change, you know, we haven't changed our hair. But let's take a closer look because everything else has changed.
Right. Absolutely.
So let's move along with it.
Yeah.
Let's brighten something up. You know, give you a little highlight. Let's, you know, your skin tone changes. You know, your skin changes. Everything changes. So let's move forward.
Yeah.
Let's make a little bit of a change.
Right.
Especially now with spring around the corner.
You know, when I say change, it doesn't mean going from having hair to your waist to your chin. It means let's try something small.
Right. And you know, for people who always say, oh, I left my last salon because they were cut happy. They're always cutting it too short. Well, you know what? We'll talk about that too, but we're speaking this morning to Phil Pullman and Tara Pace, who are now the new co-owners of Our Salon. They've been there for a long time. That's the salon that I frequent, by the way, and I'm frequently there, as a matter of fact. 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, across from TJ Maxx. Their number is 633-3401, and you'll talk to a really great receptionist when you do call for an appointment. 633-3401. And you can log on to Our Salon Buffalo. That's the letter R, by the way, oursalonbuffalo.com, to find out what's going on at the wonderful salon and all the things that they're doing and the services and the products. Every time I come in, guys, the music is on. Every one of your stylists is busy. You have so many wonderful people there looking to help you. And when I notice, when Phil, you sit down with a client, or Tara, you sit down with a client, you're really interested in what they have to say. And I think that consultation is so important.
It's the number one.
Yeah.
It's the number one.
Consultation is the most important. Do you know the number one reason why people leave salons?
Mm-mm.
Because they come in, they've been going to that salon for 15 years. They come in, they sit down. You like it? Yep. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And we're staying the same. People are bored. That's how come they leave their salon. They're bored. They never have the consultation that they need. Every single time you come into our salon, you will get a consultation, whether you've been there your first time, or Linda, as you know.
Yeah. Yep.
As you know, we always have a consultation. We're always tweaking things. We're always moving forward. You know, whether it's to give you a little fringe, whether it is to maybe grow out something, maybe make something a little bit asymmetrical. There's so many different things that you can actually do to make a change. But a good consultation is always the key.
Yeah. Yeah, and listening to the client, and then the client listening to what you have to say, because you folks are the pros. You'll let them know how their hair is going to grow back. You'll let them know what to expect from this color.
That is the one question that I get asked all the time. They always say to me, what do you think I should do with my hair?
Right.
So with that, I always ask the question, tell me what you do on a daily.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you want it to look on a daily. Tell me what you're having problems with. Mm. Let's fix the problems first before... Then I'll tell you what I think we should do.
Right.
I can't, you know, it's never a wrong answer. They think that they're giving me these wrong answers. And I'm like, no. Let's figure this out. I don't do your hair every day. Would I love to? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
but you have to do this, and you have to recreate this at home.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that you're doing everything that you possibly can to do what you need to do at home. And if something is not working out, we have to fix that first.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, if you're not the kind of person who wants to spend 15 minutes in the morning on your hair,
absolutely,
they need to tell you that.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And just like Tara had said, you know, so then you could recreate this at home. You know, we have the products that we can give you, mm-hmm, send home with you. We have tools. We have brushes. Everything that you need to recreate it,
right,
we can give you to take home with,
right,
you.
And now I can tell everybody from experience. I mean, Phil and I have been together since before I had cancer. So, I mean, Phil has been with me when I had no hair. And we shaved my head. I mean, and then it grew,
yeah,
back. And you know what the chemo,
yeah,
curls are like. We went through all that together. So, and I see a lot of other clients who have been there a long time too. But one thing I do notice about the other long-term clients is that everybody always has a fresh look. Nobody is locked into that one style.
Good.
I notice the hair color changing, a different look, whether now they're sporting bangs or maybe they're going to try a little longer hair on one side. I notice that people, no matter what their age is, they're going to try something.
Good.
I mean, and I think that takes a lot to have somebody say, okay, I'm in your hands. Go ahead and do what you want to do. And I'm anxious to see this. And I always tell Phil, hey, it grows back. I mean, nothing is permanent. Try it. Let's see how it looks. And then you walk out and I think it just puts a pep in your step when you come out and your hair looks good and you can shake your head and you're very confident in what you've got on your head. You know what I mean? You're confident because, like I tell a lot of people, you can change your clothes every day, but you know what? Every time you step out of the house, your hair is there. It's almost like your makeup. You know what I mean? You really want to invest in this hair because you want to be able to look in the mirror and like what you see, and like what you see every single day, right up until the next time you're there. So that's what we're talking about, folks. That's what this show is all about on Senior Radio. Whether we're on Aging Gracefully or we're back on Saturdays, we're here for you. And we're talking this morning with two people who I've known a long time and who I know can help you too from our salon. Now, Phil Pullman and Tara Pace are now the new co-owners after working there for so many years. It's a real family type of atmosphere, over 60 years of experience. And I cannot tell you how many people throughout the years have said, Linda, where do you get your hair done? Because we loved it. Whether it was on AM Buffalo, or can't see it on Senior Radio, but it still looks great. Well, I get it done at our salon. So ask for Phil, ask for Tara, but really all of their incredible stylists are terrific. They're at 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, right across from TJ Maxx. Give them a call today at 633-3401. Like I say, take another picture because you're going to love what you see from our salon. And remember, everybody, you heard it here on Senior Radio.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and we're headed to Greece next May with Colette Tours. Discover the timeless wonder and beauty of Greece. Tour ancient sites in Athens, enjoy traditional Mediterranean food, and sample fine wines in the idyllic islands of Mykonos and Santorini. Colette covers all the details from premium flights, hotels, meals, and sightseeing. Your job is to have the time of your life. Call Denise at Travel Brilliant right now at 716-417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, of course, you are tuned into Senior Radio. Where else would you be on the weekend? I'm Linda Pellegrino. So thrilled to be here speaking with you about matters that concern all of us. And, you know, when we're speaking with local attorney Lindy Korn, you know, discrimination, sex discrimination, age discrimination. She really has had a lifetime of working on your behalf for situations that should not be. And Lindy, by the way, if you're looking for her, by the way, LindyKorn.com or Lindy Korn with a K, 856-KORN. And, you know, Lindy brings to us cases that are happening around the country. Well, this one is happening right here in Western New York, and she is one of the three attorneys on this case, and it happens to be of a very popular college, Canisius College. And in this case, this goes back a few years, but former Canisius College student athletes suing the college and Canisius cross-country track and field head coach, Canisius athletic director, this is at the time, and Canisius student athlete. And the plaintiffs allege that the defendants directed, controlled, managed, and conducted the Canisius College cross-country track and field team in a manner which was hostile and discriminatory toward women and lesbians, and which fostered, promoted, and condoned harassment, abuse, and even sexual assault against women and lesbians. Plaintiffs further allege that the male athlete on the co-ed team with the plaintiffs sexually assaulted all three plaintiffs. They also allege that they were subjected to retaliation for opposing and complaining of this alleged conduct. And we've talked about retaliation before and how that is illegal. The plaintiffs are bringing 10 causes of action and seek damages, injunctive relief, and punitive damages. And I'm going to stop there because I want to get Lindy in on this with one of the other attorneys who worked on this, Catherine Kat McCull. So good morning, ladies. Thanks for joining us this morning about this.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Lindy, let's talk a little bit about this because we're talking, this was filed a few years ago. And obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but apparently a couple of the ladies did contact the college and told them about this. And the college basically dismissed this. And that's important because they never acted on it in their behalf, or they never acted on it at all.
Well, you can't prevent something that you don't hear. Okay, there were complaints made to the very highest levels of the college, including the president, and there was silence in return. But what I wanted to also emphasize is that JD1, JD2, and JD3, which are three female members that were members of the track and field Division I program, in order to be able to get onto a Division I program, you spend your high school years and before, you know, preparing. And each one of them, you know, made the team. One of the JD3 was actually tops in the whole state. So to go from that kind of intense training and preparation for athletics and achievement and honors and a future, who knows, you know, future coaching, future, who knows, Olympic participation, who knows where it could go. But to then become, to go from a Division I program to not being able to run at all, that's quite a fall, and that's part of what happened as a result of no action.
And if we go back far enough, the athletes are also claiming that the coach, their coach, was also the coach of the men's team, and that they're saying that basically this person pretty much wasn't even qualified to be the coach and to be employed because he really had no background in this.
Well, actually, I think the claim that we've brought is negligent hiring and supervision. So it's not that he didn't have any qualifications, but indeed, he had a background that had it been checked, the proper employment checks. Our allegation is that he should not have been, he was unfit to be placed in a position of authority over young women, and that the defendant, Canisius College, knew or should have known or been aware of information about prior misconduct, which would have prevented Canisius from hiring him to coach young women. That is one of our allegations. And certainly as we go forward in discovery, you know, that claim will be fleshed out. But it's a very serious claim because that means none of this would have happened.
Hey, Kat, let me get you in on this. Are any of these people still employed by the college?
As far as I know, both Defendant Marr and Defendant Huckle are both still employed by the college, yes.
That's interesting because one of the allegations is that Huckle regularly behaved in a discriminatory, harassing, and abusive manner toward the girls on the teams while treating the boys with privilege and preference. Girls on the team were berated and ridiculed or ignored while boys were treated as friends and peers by the coach. And in fact, it was an open secret in around the school and community that the defendant had an inappropriate, intimate, and or sexual relationship with at least one and potentially more than one underage girl who this coach taught.
Correct. And we have also unearthed some information, you know, alleged information about his behavior at a prior coaching job that had the college properly investigated prior to hiring Huckle, they would have easily been able to find out, and he should have never been hired as a coach based on these alleged, you know, misbehaviors at his prior position. And that's sort of the crux of our claim of negligent hiring.
Lindy, let me ask a question. It obvious to me that, you know, this is raising eyebrows, and that a college would definitely be in the position to look at this person and make a decision on keeping this person employed. Why do they still do that? I mean, what is the institution telling us when they refuse to take a look at the information that was offered by the defendants on this person, and they kind of turn a blind eye to this?
Well, this happens, I must say, in many of our cases. We find what we call the bad actors are just passed forward, and they get hired into the same position for a different place. But as far as this case goes, I think that obviously it's a matter of connections and a matter of reputation, and the college did not, we believe we will prove, did not do an adequate check, because there was information, as Kat referred to, that we have discovered, that they could have discovered, that would have certainly, we believe, would have disqualified Coach Huckle. One of the things that we allege as an act, you talked about treating female athletes differently than male athletes. Coach Huckle would have an exercise where he would ask one of the plaintiffs to come into his office, shut the door, close her eyes, and he called it a visualization exercise. And, you know, how that was done certainly will be part of our discovery, but it was a very strange exercise and made the plaintiff feel extremely uncomfortable.
Certainly, this will be followed in the news. When do you go back to court, Lindy?
Well, we're going to be going, we're going to be filing our amended complaint, then an answer will be filed by defendants, and then I think there'll be a discovery schedule set by the court and the parties, and then mediation will be on deck, and discovery will start. And it's a long process, and there, you know, having so many claims will make it even more complex. But Kat and Brian and myself, we're up for the job.
Well, thank
you. And I will tell you that JD1, JD2, and JD3 are very impressive women who worked very hard to gain their status as Division I athletes.
It's going to be very interesting watching this proceed. When Lindy Korn listens, people talk. Local attorney Lindy Korn, she's here for you too. 856-KORN, K-O-R-N, 856-KORN, or lindykorn.com.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD 3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.